We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship today, I'm finishing up the series that we've been doing in Isaiah chapters 40 through 45 as the Lord explains himself as the creator of the entire universe and unfolds his might and his power. And in chapter 45 and verses 18, it says, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain." I want us to think about that phrase here. Let me finish the verse. "He formed it to be uninhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." He says, "I created it not in vain." You know, the eternal purposes of God continue on despite the sinful nature of mankind. In spite of Adam's sin, his purposes still go on. His purpose for creation, his purpose and design in creation continues on to this very hour. Aren't you glad that you have air to breathe today? How many of you got up this morning and said, "You know, I need to go turn on my oxygen generator so I'll have enough air for today"? Nobody did that. We just assume it will be there, right? Well, God intended that from the very beginning. That purpose continues on to this very hour. All of the different laws of thermodynamics or gravity, they're all in action to this very hour. God created it that way. And he reminds us, it's not in vain. God has a purpose. And I want you to know that God has a purpose for your soul as well. He purposed to send his Son before the foundation of the world, before he ever created the earth. He decided, "I'm going to send my Son in love so that he might go to a cross and die there, shed his precious blood, and be resurrected the third day so that the folks of this earth who will sin, who will come under the curse, will be delivered through my Son." God has a purpose. We're going to speak more about that today as we get into Ecclesiastes chapter 3 of the purposes of God and the fact that God is completely independent. He's not collaborative. That's how we are. We like to collaborate. But not God. He doesn't need to collaborate. He doesn't need to get with anybody before he does his plans. And that's the great struggle of humankind. We don't like that. How come God didn't ask me what color my hair should be? How come God didn't ask me what my eye color would be? I don't like blue eyes. I wish I had had brown eyes. Or I didn't like blonde hair. I wanted to have black hair. God didn't consult me first. He doesn't need to. He's independent. And so that fact alone should cause us to say, "I need to fear this one. He holds power and might and wisdom and knowledge. I need to fear him." And so today, as we've gathered together in his house, I pray that we might fear the Lord and that we might come to understand that his word is all powerful, and we need to hear his word today.